The Osgood Files, sponsored by LiftMaster Garage Door Openers. Use your smartphone to open or close your garage door anytime from anywhere. And by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. It wasn't too long ago that disaster aid was a political issue. In fact, it was about a year ago. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor led a movement to hold up funding for FEMA until Democrats cut spending elsewhere.
Yes, there's a federal role. Yes, we're going to find the money. We're just going to need to make sure that there are savings elsewhere to continue to do so.
Well, there's nobody talking that way now. More after this from Charlie. The damage estimates coming from the East Coast are huge. I've heard $20 and $30 billion. Obviously, nobody really knows. But it's clearly beyond what a state like New Jersey could handle alone. And Governor Christie still seems shocked when he talked to NBC's Brian Williams about the Jersey Shore.
From really Asbury Park down to the end of Long Beach Island, the beach is gone. It's gone.
That's why he asked for and quickly received a federal disaster declaration. And here's what that declaration for New Jersey actually says. FEMA will provide rental payments for temporary housing for up to 3 months if your home is uninhabitable. Unemployment payments up to 26 weeks if you lose your job. Low-interest loans up to $200,000 for homes and for businesses up to $2 million. All of that could represent a lot of money. But the governor made it clear that he doesn't expect the aid to end there because he wants to rebuild in a way that ensures this never happens again.
Because I saw in places like in Avalon, there were significant dunes that were built by the Army Corps of Engineers. They did much, much better. One of the things I'm going to be talking to the president about is bringing the Army Corps in immediately to talk to us about how's the best way to rebuild the Jersey Shore.
And note that he says how, not if. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.